This is Eddie Hyatt. Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. So glad you've joined me today. Hey, we are continuing our study of the New Testament gift of prophecy. And today I want to talk about distinguishing between prophecies that originate in our human soul and prophecies that originate from the Holy Spirit. You know, some years ago, there was a young man, and it was when I was much younger too, whom I knew, and he considered himself a prophet. He gave me a prophecy about my little brother. He said that God had shown him that I was worried about my unsaved little brother, but that I did not have to be concerned about him because God had revealed to him that my little brother would be saved. Well, the only problem with that prophecy was I do not have a little brother. And so when I shared it with this aspiring prophet, of course, he was very embarrassed. And he said, I'm going to have to be more careful. Yeah, for sure. Well, what was sad was the very next day, I observed him giving prophecies to people, telling them about God calling them to certain nations. And I shook my head in disbelief, and I thought, for the sake of these people, I thought, I hope you test what you are hearing. And so this young man, he was not a false prophet. He was a young, zealous individual who wanted to be used by God, but he had not learned to separate and to recognize the thoughts that came from the Holy Spirit and the thoughts that emerged out of his own soul, and which I define the soul as our mind, our will, and our emotions. Our mind, our own human will, mind, and emotions. And we must learn, as we learn to flow with the gift of prophecy, we must learn, you know, what originates in our soul, in our mind, and our emotions, because our emotions can be very stimulated by outward phenomena and outward stimulation. Another young man shared with me something that had happened to him that was very troubling. This was when I was in Bible school. He and others had gone to pray for a woman that had been given up to die by the doctor. She had terminal cancer, only had, I think it was, the doctors thought, a couple of weeks to live. And so these were young people who believed in the power of God and believed in divine healing and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And they went and they gathered around her bed and prayed. And this young man, who was my roommate in Bible school, Amon, he talked about how he really felt the presence and the power of God. And he brought forth this prophecy to this woman that God was healing her and raising her up and giving more years to her life. Well, a couple of weeks later, they heard that she had died, and he was devastated and distressed and embarrassed and troubled. How could this be? Well, again, the answer is, I am sure that he had not learned to distinguish between his own feelings and emotions and the impressions of his own mind and his own thoughts. And here's what I suspect that happened. That Amon went there with others. He believed in divine healing, and he probably felt human compassion for this woman lying on the bed. And out of his own feelings and emotions, he brought forth this prophecy, not from the Spirit of God, but out of his own soul, out of his own feelings and emotions. And oh, how we need to learn today to distinguish between the soul and the spirit, to discern and to distinguish between that which is from our own human emotions and impressions and thoughts, and that which is really flowing from the Holy Spirit. Now, so we're talking about soulish prophecies, and this can also be in the area of dreams and visions and so on. I'll never forget, shortly after Sue and I married 45 years ago, and moved to Canada, I awakened in the night, having had a very frightening dream that my father back in Texas had died. But as I lay in the darkness thinking on the dream I just experienced, I noted a clear and distinct sense down in my spirit, down in the innermost part of my being. I noted a clear and distinct sense that the dream was a lie. And I turned over and went back to sleep. And sure enough, it was a lie. For my father had many good years after that. Well, what was the source of that dream? That dream was not from God. The dream, as most dreams, was probably a result of thoughts, feelings, and anxiety in my own human psyche that were expressed during sleep in the form of a dream. It also could have been a thought or image put there by Satan, for Scripture is clear that the mind and emotions are the battlefield, the major battlefields with the enemy of our souls. Whatever its source, it was not from God. And when I awakened, I had such a clear sense of distinction between soul and spirit and an acute awareness that the dream had occurred in the realm of my soul and did not come from the spirit. Yes, God can and does speak through dreams, but that is not his normal way of speaking and guiding. The current faddish preoccupation with dreams and dream interpretation is not based in Scripture. You will not find any place in Scripture from Jesus, from Paul, from Peter, from John, where they ever taught anything about dream interpretation. The idea that every dream is a message from God that must be interpreted is not from Jesus and the New Testament, but is drawn from pagan New Age teachings and from occultic psychologists like Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud. Oh, let me urge you, my friends, do not base your life on prophecy. I believe in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I believe in supernatural dreams and visions. But do not base your life on dreams and dreams interpreted by this one or that one. Base your life on the Word of God and in a personal relationship with God based on personal prayer, on studying and reading His Word, and you will not be led astray. Most dreams, I am convinced, most dreams are soulish, the natural workings of our mind and emotions. This is what God was referring to when He rebuked the false prophets of Israel through Jeremiah, when He said, I have heard. Now, this is what God said, Jeremiah 23, 25, and 26. I'm reading the NIV. He said, I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I had a dream, I had a dream. How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? They were not distinguishing between the delusions, the thoughts and impressions of their own mind and the Spirit of God. The dreams of these false prophets were not from God, and neither were they from the devil. They were, God said, the delusions of their own mind. These prophets were spouting lies out of their own mind and imagination, and God was not pleased. We must distinguish between soul and spirit. And you say, how can I do that? Well, it is something that you will grow into as you follow the Lord and as you listen to Him and as you nurture a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. And here's an important one. And as you die to self, you see ego and self. The young man who gave me the prophecy about my little brother, he was full of himself. He wanted to be a great man of God. He wanted to be a great prophet. And so he had not died to self. So his ego was out there pushing. And it was causing him to come up and to speak for things out of his own mind and heart that were not from the Spirit of God. So yes, we have to put our lives, we have to put our ego on the altar. And we have to nurture a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. And we have to be willing to admit when we are wrong. There were a lot of prophets, so-called prophets, who prophesied that Donald Trump would win the 2020 presidential election. A few of those have come out. Well-known ones have come out and admitted, you know, I missed it. One person came out, a very well-known Christian leader, and he said, you know, he said, I realize that I publicly prophesied that Donald Trump would win, not because God told me, because I heard what others were saying. And apparently he didn't want to be left out. And so it seemed like others were saying this, so he decided he would say it. Oh, my friends, how we need to die to our ego and our flesh so that we can be a pure vessel through whom God can send forth a flow, a mighty flow of His Holy Spirit. And oh, how there is needed today in the church of Jesus Christ a pure flow of those rivers of living water that Jesus promised us in John 7, 37 through 39. This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. We're basing it this week on the book Prophets and Prophecy. I hope you'll check it out. It's on my website, eddiehyatt.com. It's also available on Amazon, along with other books I have written. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.